Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I'm gonna have a good day today. Gonna have a good time anyway. Put it all behind me. Lay it all away. Gonna be a good day today. Bills and bills and for my wives. Past mistakes and for my lives.
Seven past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Doug's taking care of farm stuff.
Yeehaw.
And we'll be with us in a minute. But
what does that mean, by the way?
Farm stuff?
Manure spreading.
Yeah, moving manure, moving cows.
Cow petting.
Kind of, you know, there's big things to do.
All right.
So until then, we're going to go on over to DougSteffens.com and check out the poll. And Ken Kessler, who's in charge of all things web at DougSteffens.com. What's the poll today, Kenny?
Today's poll is, do you use sunscreen? And this is because there is a new study that said most Americans still aren't using sunscreen.
Well, define that. Because I use it on my face every day. It's part of my moisturizing routine, but not on my body.
This is as in, use it at all.
Okay, so yes, please. Sign me up for a yes.
Okay, so what are the options?
So do you use sunscreen almost every day? If I'm going to be outside for a long time, when I remember to, I do. Only when I go to the beach or the pool. I can't remember the last time I used sunscreen, and I never use sunscreen.
So what does the story say in the news today? What is it? Because we just had this conversation in my house. Mm-hmm. With regard to the kids, my mother-in-law and my wife, who are just like sunscreen Nazis with the kid.
Vitamin D.
And then myself, who gets to listen to Dr. Jack and Dr. Doug and Dr. Ken,
who'll be here with us in a few minutes, and you can ask him.
Right.
Dr. Ken, I remember he said you're supposed to get like 10 minutes a day of sun exposure without sunscreen and then slather up. But you need that little bit of time without any protection to get your vitamin D.
So
but you get that through your clothing. Your clothing doesn't really block the vitamin D in the sun rays. So that's even if you use sunscreen on your face, you're still going to get some sun just walking to your car, walking to the grocery store. That'll probably add up to 10 minutes. Yeah.
So what we decided was if the kids are going to be out for more than an hour, that they should have sunscreen. And if it's really if it's like in the bright day parts, that they should definitely have sunscreen. But if they're going out in the morning for 15 minutes, because, I mean, I'm telling you, my wife would be like, they're going to run to the mailbox, put sunscreen on. And I'm like, you don't need to do that, you know? Like, my son's going to a baseball game. Yes, put sunscreen on. He's going to be out for 3 hours.
Mailbox, no.
Right.
I get you. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, you're going out to the trampoline for 15 minutes. No, don't worry about it. So, it's, you know.
It's one of those things. I mean, footballed around a lot. And it really, it's hard to come to a consensus. So let's ask Dr. Ken about it in a few minutes. Some good news today. Psychiatric study out of American children suggesting that fewer of our children, and I guess the age range here is about 9 to 14 or 15, fewer having severe mental problems, more are getting help. I have found it very disturbing to listen as a member of the Framingham Town Meeting to the amount of money that we are spending. There are, in the school system, we have 8,000 students in the school system in my community. 50% of them are getting some sort of special needs education, special needs services, and many of them are getting psychiatric either care or attention. I don't know. There's a difference, we're told. I didn't. That's what we were told by superintendent school. They get care or attention or whatever that means. But to have that many people messed up. Now, is it because we're paying attention to it now? Is it that age-old thing about it's just being covered more so we know more? Whether this many people, when you were in school, Molly, or when you were in school, Jennifer, or you were in school, Richie, or Kenny, that needed attention and we just didn't do anything about it? They were just sort of shuffled off to Baltimore?
I will tell you that my daughter gets help for a reading issue that she had.
And it ended up, psychological, is it?
No. It ended up being, and they're brilliant. I mean, I thank God for the teacher that recognized it, her kindergarten teacher, who's a friend of ours, lived in the neighborhood and passed away last year, or just a few months ago from cancer. But she recognized that she was having difficulty recognizing or assigning a symbol, a number, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or ABCD, to a specific sound. And it was because she had a speech problem that she couldn't assign the sound to a symbol. So they got her in a speech program to help her with her G's and, you know, the G and the K and all that other stuff. And it's been amazing. Now, back when I was a kid, they would have never recognized. They just kind of move you along into the system. Now they pull these kids out and they say, okay, three kids here go for reading help, three kids here go for speech help, and it really does help.
You know, it makes me sad. What's that? Real quick, and I know we have to move on, but my a family member of mine, actually, the parent was diagnosed, because he's a younger kid, got diagnosed with dyslexia through school, and because his parents didn't want to believe it, so they ignored the symptoms, and they pulled him out of all those school programs.
Let me tell you something. As a parent of somebody who was having issues in kindergarten, we held our daughter back 1 year, had her do kindergarten again. Best decision we ever
made. We held Brendan back in the first grade, and it was a very smart move, because he was too young.
They describe it as give them the gift of extra time.
And they, normally what they do is, I was a November baby. I was 17 when I went into high school, into college.
I was a December baby. I should have been held back, and I wasn't.
You should still be held back.
Right. Exactly.
14 past the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's more addictive than cigarettes, alcohol, and coffee? Technology.
A recent survey shows only 3% of people on vacation didn't check their email. Stuart Hughes, writing for the BBC, talks about his digital detox. It wasn't by choice. On vacation, deep in the woods in Canada, he found himself unable to get internet service.
3 long days later, he made a startling discovery. He says, as the virtual world receded, the real world in front of me came into sharper focus.
He created timeless memories. He lived moments personally and privately. Now he plans to make this an annual event.
Could you use a digital detox? It may help you reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This International Tennis Hall of Famer turned pro in 1982 at the age of 13. She ranks third all time with 107 singles titles and sports an 88.7 winning percentage in singles matches.
Wow! Oh!
Great anticipation. Footwork. She's pumped.
So where is Steffi Graf now? Steffi is happily married to fellow tennis great Andre Agassi. She continues to play tennis, though non-professionally. Steffi and Andre teamed up in a doubles match against Tim Henman and Kim Clijsters in 2009. Steffi's made several TV appearances, including Real Sports with Brian Gumbel, 60 Minutes, and the 2011 documentary 125 Years of Wimbledon.
As a very young girl, I got to visit Center Court and just suddenly being there and seeing the beauty of it and just a lot of memories.
Steffi Graf, a true legend of her sport. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Think green. Harrison with you. As the thermostat rises, there are really easy ways to cool without raising the electric bill. First, close the windows during the hottest parts of the day. If your place is well insulated, it should remain cool. Also, close the windows in the early hours of the morning, because once warm outside air gets in, the AC will have to work harder. Same for really humid days. The less humid inside, the less the AC will have to crank. You can also use energy-friendly fans to blow air from the cool side of the house over to the hot side. And pointing a fan at yourself means you'll need less air conditioning, which of course saves dough. An attic can actually hit 150 degrees, thereby increasing the overall temperature of your home. So make sure the attic has good ventilation and insulate between the attic and your overall living space. From the Greeniverse,
think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Hi, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I am always pleased to spend time with Ken. whether it be here on this program, our Saturday program review of questions for Dr. Ken about your medical health and well-being. Ken and I have been great friends for years. I haven't seen you physically for a couple of years. And so, it's like you don't miss a beat. You walk in, all the people in the office have this ongoing conversation. You and I have an ongoing conversation. It's like, okay, time for next. And so we spent what amounted to, I'm sorry that I took time away from other people who were there, but I did learn some things about stress and what stress does to things. Now, this isn't bad. There were like the top 10 things that were examined in my heart, and the top one, number one and number 10, were a result of, they were only negatives, and they were a result of stress, right?
Absolutely.
Dealing with stress. Rich and all these other people I have to deal with every day.
I don't know how you
stress.
Do it.
I know it. So you want to, I don't mind, you always use me as a guinea pig telling the story, because it's not so much private, it's a personal story, but there are things that come out of it. I had a CAT scan, hadn't had one of those since the first time I was in your office, and the overwhelming feeling is when you get that flush, you stick that stuff in your veins, whatever it is. What is it, iodine or something? What do you stick in there?
It's an iodinated contrast, iodine-based contrast. So we can see the arteries, the pipes that lead away from the heart. And we did a pretty thorough step-by-step evaluation of you yesterday. We looked at the blood flow to your brain. We looked at the blood flow to your heart, to your abdominal aorta, the big pipe where the blood exits the heart. We had you on the treadmill, did a stress test. And
I did pretty well on that stress test, didn't I, for an old bugger?
You do pretty well.
Well, it's the old business about age is baloney. I think that my body, and you confirm this, is not where it would be with other people. I'm sure you see a lot of people that are my age, younger, that you really worry about. And you didn't have to put me on something that you thought you were going to have to put me on.
Well, fortunately, you don't have any plaque in your big vessels. You have microvascular, coronary microvascular disease, these tiny little microscopic vessels that come off the big vessels that go into the thickness of the heart. This is a very common problem. It's the earliest form of coronary disease, but your big vessels are as clean as can be. We're going to work hard by watching your diet, your exercise, your keeping the stress down, the alcohol level down, and sleeping plenty, and knowing your numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, and your weight. And your weight looks great. You've lost quite a bit of weight.
So, Ken, for people who
and
are
by the way,
there,
Ken has lost a good deal of weight, too, since the last time I saw him. Go ahead, Richie.
By effort.
For people who are out there wondering whether they should do one of these
diets?
No, the virtual physical. When would you recommend, or do you recommend, people getting virtual physicals? If they're in pretty good shape, or what? I mean, do you recommend them going through the tube and having all of the scans done?
Well, I think the virtual is a good way to get a second opinion, but I'm an old-fashioned guy. There's nothing like going eyeball to eyeball with a physician, and the physician who gets to know you over a number of years. You know, now that I've seen Doug a number of times, I can get such a better evaluation than the first time I saw him. And this lifelong relationship with a physician is so important.
Isn't
it can't be measured.
Yeah, right. Then they know what they're looking at, remember their notes, that sort of thing. And
there are little subtle changes that give doctors tips that there's something just not right. And you don't get that unless you form a relationship with a physician.
But interestingly enough, some of the things that were a concern a couple of years ago are not now. That's what I sort of, you know,
well,
what I like.
You're a very good patient. You respond. You course correct. And I'm a big believer in lifestyle, diet, exercise, alcohol, stress, sleep. These are so important. And you are very adherent to these things. And you've had issues in the past, and you've adjusted, and you have a very good lifestyle right now.
Well, that's the important thing, isn't it? Hey, by the way, we got 15 seconds. Vitamin D, the story about public health messages for sunscreen. Will you put an end to the conversation we just had here about what the right thing is to do?
Use sunscreen and take vitamin D. Get your level measured. And you can go up to 2,000 units a day without getting in trouble, but get that level measured in your blood.
It's neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Oh my heavens. Richie goes bananas anytime we recognize this song.
Yeah.
This is Sylvia Vanderpoof. Took off the Vanderpoof and became known just as Sylvia for the number one song during this week in 1973. Very sensual song. This went wild, Richie. The last year I think I was a disc jockey. I remember playing this thing ad nauseum, and I still like hearing it, actually. Earned a gold record in a week. The artist first recorded with Hot Lips Page for Columbia in the 50s was known as Little Sylvia. She was half of the singing duo Mickey and Sylvia. Remember the song Love is Strange? If you find that, Richie, there would be something you could listen to.
Yeah, let me
think
around and see if I can find that.
No, from the Dirty Dancing soundtrack,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep, that's the song. Yep. That's actually quite a good song.
It's a great
fact.
Song.
This would be a one-hit wonder song. I don't know if... Did we ever have this on One Hit Wonders, Kenny? Do you remember?
Yeah,
this
we did.
Song? We did, yeah. All right, so anyway, Sylvia and Pillow Talk, number one this week, 1973. Now it's time...
There you go.
This is it. That's
it. Yeah. I actually like that better.
Yeah.
Yeah, is it good?
Yeah. Yes, it is. All right. Let's move to our video of the day today at DougStephan.com. The video comes from Coldplay, band teaming up with several Game of Thrones actors for Game of Thrones the Musical. My God. It's going to be on in part tonight, the Red Nose Special on NBC at 8 o'clock Eastern. The video has Peter Dinklage singing about the many characters who have been killed on Game of Thrones, the character that he
still
plays.
Still going strong.
Still going strong.
Yeah, yeah. Goodness, Stark, he was a lot of fun, but he didn't make it past season one.
Robert Baratheon, Sean Bean shows, right?
Part of that crew, but he never made it to season two. The King of the North was cool, you said. another favorite that ended up dead.
Chris Martin and the rest of his bandmates penned a Game of Thrones musical sketch for the Red Nose Day today, campaign dedicated to raising money for children and young people living in poverty. The network teased the sketch, which will air in two clips. The first one is this one, and then the other one, or is it, am I got it the other way around, Kenny? Which one is this the first one or the second one?
This is the first one.
This is the first one, okay. The collaboration is not much of a surprise. Fans remember that the band's drummer, Will Champion, had a cameo in the Red Wedding episode, Game of Thrones. It's a Sunday night thing on HBO. We've had this conversation before on the program. I just can't tolerate the horrible, horrible, horrible violence. But it's
Horrible violence. It would be great, I think, if we could plug where I actually found that video is on
where?
The Good News Network.
Really?
There's a website called the Good News Network, and it's all good news. And so since this is for charity.
Yeah, for the good news.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Speaking of good news, Starbucks may have halted CD sales in their stores, but they are not giving up on music. They said on Monday that they were going to work with Spotify in a new partnership. What will that do? Streaming? You can stream music in Starbucks? Is that right?
It's just a promotion for Spotify to try and get new users, and Starbucks is a great place for them to be able to market themselves, so they have kind of a collaborative marketing.
So you just use the Wi-Fi that's in the Starbucks to download the...
I think you might get a free month or something to Spotify. Service with the Starbucks purchase or something like that.
All right, interesting. Thank you, Richie. 28 after on Good Day.
Are you suffering from EEP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EEP. Electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during this slow economy, so you're advised
to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Good day. 33 after the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with radio stars Molly Page, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Joe Crummy.
I mean, just
Joe,
not here.
Just not here. Show.
Joe is one of my favorite. I don't know him well.
Very nice.
But not only is he nice, but he's funny. He's good.
Yeah, he's a funny
guy. And he posted on his Facebook account last night. He was watching KCAL TV in L.A. Weather guy comes on and says, could we be getting more rain later this week? Details at 8. Crummy says, does he think I'm going to wait around for an hour to find out why I have an iPhone with the weather? They just don't get it. And he's right. They don't get it. Why would you, the people running television or radio, as far as that's concerned, promote something that they can get somewhere else? The only thing you hear me promoting is hopefully something that you're not going to get anywhere else. That's the whole idea of having all of us in a unique situation. Why would I do things in the same way that you could do or hear or get them somewhere else?
Which is why Dougie has invented radio juggling. Everybody?
Yes, that's right.
Da-da-da! Da-da-da!
All right, so Rich.
Ooh.
Yes.
That's a big story from...
What's that?
Let's see, South Korea.
Oh, I was just there last week.
Really?
Shopping, yeah.
They're looking for new ways to consume traditional liquor. So a South Korean brewer...
Don't look at me.
What's wrong with the good old-fashioned way?
You're right.
A South Korean brewer is working on chewable liquor.
Oh, yeah.
Company claims to have discovered how to make a gelatin form of red rice wine.
What, Jell-O shots?
Jell-O.
I've been making those for years.
Really?
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Doing Jell-O shots for 30 years.
Really? Really?
Come over to any Halloween party of mine, and there'll be orange and blue Jell-O shots.
Any Halloween party.
You go to any beach town where there are 20-year-old kids in a bar, and you will find Jell-O shots.
Really? All right. Well, okay, Molly, you better take over now. It's time for us to be brought up to date on what the latest cybersecurity consultants are saying telling the FBI about this airline hacker. Why they said what they said is way beyond my being able to imagine that this makes any sense. But go ahead, tell the story.
All right. Well, Chris Roberts, the computer system hacker, said that he has hacked into airlines 20 times and managed to control an aircraft engine during a flight. This is the guy that was detained by the FBI in April following a United Airlines flight to Syracuse, New York.
So yes.
But
then the GAO says that hundreds of planes flying commercially today could have the same experience. What in the name of heaven would prompt somebody who works for the government to say, oh, our planes are easily hacked? That's like, come on over. Let's go get them.
Well,
what kind of moron would do that?
Like Chris Roberts, maybe they're saying that because they're saying there are these problems, let's fix them.
Okay, why do you go public with it? You send a memo to the people that make the planes, service the planes, and own the planes, and say, fix it.
Subject line, uh-oh.
Public in the New York Times and say, hey, this is how you bring down half of the airplanes in the country. I'm getting on an airplane in 6 hours, and I don't particularly want somebody sitting next to me.
I'm with you with the computer out going...
Have you seen in these stories anywhere where the FAA actually admits that he did control an airline?
No.
Because he says he did.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I really believe he did.
Hmm. He made the plane fly sideways, though.
So he said.
The pilot. Right. The pilot can't even make the plane fly sideways. How did he do it from
sideways?
From 10
the,
e?
The only the only way you can get a plane to go sideways is to lose. It doesn't even sideways means instead of going straight ahead like a bullet, you're going to go sideways, which is nonsense because it's not going to do that. It might go up or down.
When you turn, though, there's the feeling that you're going sideways.
Or... No, it's just that you're going into a turn. You're banking left or you're banking right.
So that's what I want to know is, did he really control the plane? I don't know that I've seen that anywhere.
No, I haven't either.
FBI documents. This, according to CNN, says the Bureau's agents and technical specialists believed that Robert had the ability and the willingness to use
based
the equipment.
Based on what?
The willingness. That's what they want, is the willingness. Mm-hmm. Okay, now we can charge him, as he wanted to control a plane. And he said that we believe he had the ability, but did he?
I don't think he did.
I think this. So what I'm saying is, I think this is a lot of baloney.
I think it's a lot of smoke. Right. Speaking of smoke, I like this clever. You like this, Kenny? Clever segue.
There. Yeah.
There's a report from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Who knew?
They called me yesterday. What did they say now?
The Substance. Listen to this though. This is a division of the United States government. The Substance Abuse and Mental Health
the Secret Service.
Services Administration.
They know about those problems.
Shows that from, for the last 10 years, levels of underage cigarette smoking has dropped significantly in 49 of the 50 states.
Yeah, they're all vaping now.
Utah is the only one that didn't make the list of declining numbers of students. Underage cigarette smoking dropped from 12% to 6%. So that means that 6% of those who live in our country that are under the age of 13 smoke.
Yes.
What in the name of God? How do parents allow this?
They don't know.
How do you not know? You reek of this stuff.
I'm with you.
Unless
how do you not know?
A totally absent parent, how do you not know? I remember having this conversation with Roberta, who was one of the members of our staff for many, many years, had a daughter who started smoking when she was about that age. I said, what are you doing about it?
And did you know? I mean, did your kids smoke?
No. Never.
How do you know that?
I know that because they told both admitted to using marijuana on a couple of occasions. Megan said she tried it once, got so sick she'd never use it again. And she used it when she was about 17, 18. And Brendan, the same way. I can just see Brendan in a stupor because Brendan can't hold anything. So the two of them, and they would tell me. I mean, they're adults. They wouldn't hide it from me now.
Well, now they would.
Yeah. But you didn't know then?
Oh, I didn't know it then.
I didn't know it at all then.
You didn't know.
What did Roberta do?
Roberta basically didn't do anything.
Just let her smoke?
Roberta has two of the most interesting kids you'll ever meet.
Oh, my God.
Roberta's a free ranger.
Yeah. She is a free ranger.
Yeah, that's why she's not on the show anymore.
She ranged too far?
She free ranged.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. The biker gang brawl. Molly, let's go back to this for a second.
Oh, you know what I just remembered, you guys? Oh, this is so distracting.
Oh, you have to go somewhere?
Roberta sent me something in the mail, and I brought it in the car to open it at work, and do you know it's still sitting in the car? What would Roberta have sent me?
She sent me something, too, but it was wrapped in Christmas paper, so I told her I sent her an email yesterday, and I'll open it on Christmas.
Is it flat?
Yeah, what is it? Just tell me.
Because knows.
Roberta is a big liberal, right?
Yeah.
And she knows that I'm a... Big conservative. And I work here at a right-wing radio network, quote unquote. It's an Obama magnetic refrigerator decoration kit.
An Obama refrigerator.
So it's got President Obama, and basically you dress him however you want with the different magnets, and it is hysterical. It's really funny.
She's got a great sense of humor. I miss her.
Last year she sent me a thing to be able to fry chickens on my grill with a beer can up. It's so like a chicken beer.
Okay, so it's an Obama magnet.
Yeah. It's an Obama magnet.
She sent me a naked man calendar.
Of course she does.
It's really funny.
Wait a minute. What time is it there? It's what, 5:30, 5:41? Let's call her.
Me?
No.
She's in New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Oh, she's in New Orleans?
Yeah,
it's an hour earlier.
You can get her on the line.
It's an hour earlier. Oh, I definitely
She'll never answer.
I just have to crank my delay up.
Yeah.
You call Roberta at this hour in the morning, nothing expected. Now you're going to hear some words.
You've got that promo from the guy that I called early when the cash call contest, we were doing that.
Yeah,
find
I
that
do.
For a second. But first, Molly, quick update on the biker gang. This was an argument over a parking space.
Well, that there are some that are saying it was a parking space. There are some that are saying that it started in a bathroom.
170 people are in jail because they were arguing over a parking space?
This, something
no.
This argument was going to happen no matter what. Yeah. They just needed a reason to fight. They all decided to get together to try and work out some differences, and you knew this was going to happen, and they expected it. The law enforcement called the place and said, this
is
going to happen.
The sheriff says, it's like the Wild West. These guys become violent over nothing. And that's kind of, again, I got into that yesterday, the psychology of this stuff and how these people think. Good Lord. Unga bunga. All right, anyway. The television report's coming up. Richie, what about the...
Unga bunga has ever been used in terms of the bike.
Unga bunga?
Unga bunga.
All right, so you have that promotional announcement?
I'm looking for it.
All right. How about if I do a beat commercial?
Oh, that would be great, yeah.
Sweet, sweet, sweet. That's what one person said to me in an email about Super Beats. They are sweet. I don't know the beats are sweet. I think the taste of the drink is sweet. It isn't what you'd expect. And by the way, there are no artificial anythings in Super Beat. Not one item. And actually, it is just one item. It's ground up beets that are grown especially for Super Beats. So if you had a night that wasn't very restful and you're going to work and you got to be alert, bring the Super Beats with you.
I ran out. I'm jonesing. I ordered some more and it's not here
get
yet.
Get some more. 800-655-4183. What does it mean, jonesing?
I need more. Bad.
800-655-4183. Richie, let's get on to it. DougLikesBeats.com is a way for you to go in, order a regular supply. They'll send you a 30-day supply free with your regular order. You get the book that explains how beats work and free shipping. Just use 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com for Super Beats. Super way for you to charge up your day. 800-655-4183. Enough said. Or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
All right, so here's our angry winner that we called one morning. We were giving away cash, and we would just randomly call people in cities where we were on the air.
Yeah.
And this is how friendly this guy Joe was.
Hello?
Hello, is this Joe?
You know what time it is?
Yes, I do. It is 5:45 where you are, and I have some money in the cash call jackpot, if you know what the amount is.
Hey, you, man.
Restoring dignity to early morning radio, this is the Doug Steffen Show.
That's right.
That was beautiful.
All right, 14 before the hour. Jennifer reports on the latest coming and goings of your favorite TV stars in a moment on Good Day.
Think green.
Harrison with you. The Mayo Clinic is reporting some 10% of Americans will get ulcers at some time. Peptic ulcers are marked by open sores on the inner lining of the stomach or small intestine, even the esophagus. If anyone's ever had these, they're brutally painful and the medicines have horrible side effects and cause endless discomfort. But believe it or not, we can now thank some scientists in Saudi Arabia who say they found a natural and safe alternative ulcer treatment, which we here in America call arugula, and throw in our salads without a second. second thought. The World Journal of Gastroenterology confirms the research by showing that albino rats with ulcers had huge reductions in stomach acid. And get this, the same rats pre-treated with arugula extract were protected from ulcers despite exposure to a host of toxins and stresses. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Follow your passion is bad advice, says William McCaskill, an ethicist at Oxford and Princeton.
Instead, he suggests, do something valuable. Research shows you'll be happier at work if what you do makes a difference in the lives of others.
Further research shows that the bigger the difference you feel you make, the better you'll perform. Better performance, of course, likely leads to better pay.
So where do you start? Stop trying to find yourself. It's too abstract. Stop fighting for money, fame, power, and status. There's too much competition. Instead, find a problem you can solve.
Then people will help you as you make a difference in the lives of others. That's big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, selling or thinking about selling your home. Well, in this difficult housing market, you need every trick you can get, and I've got one that works. Here's the social science of it. Sellers have trouble realizing that the actual worth of the house and the higher price they want for the house are two different things. It's a strange phenomenon in social psychology, but it's called the endowment effect. And we assume that if we own it, then it must be worth more than it really is. Sellers put a price on memories and the upgrade labor as well. The potential buyer just can't find them. What's the cheap psychological trick? When it comes to pricing a house, listen to those who are more objective about your home and price it realistically. Then be prepared to negotiate and your house will sell a whole lot faster. Got questions? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Today on App Check, with UFO on tape, you try to follow a UFO by tilting your phone. For what purpose? We don't know, but it'll cost you a dollar for the privilege.
What?
UFO on tape.
Struck out.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139.
Let's get to television news here. I noticed that I was kind of curious about Empire, Jennifer, and how well it did in its first season. Apparently, they've added a number of people to the cast for next season, so it must be doing okay, yeah?
Yeah, I want to check it out. I might actually try to binge watch this summer, you know, since there's nothing on. Maybe I might catch up on Empire a little bit. Mm-hmm. In season two, they are adding huge names to the cast. First up, Chris Rock will be added in season two.
Wow.
Lenny Kravitz and Alicia Keys coming to season two. This season, I mean, just to remind you, those names are huge. This season was equally big. Snoop Dogg, Gladys Knight, Mary J. Blige were in this season. Jennifer Hudson as well. So Fox is also giving Empire a longer second season. They're going to go from 12 episodes to 18. And rather than premiering in spring like they did this year, it's going to return in the fall with the second half of the season airing in the spring of 2016.
Hey, let's go back to Empire for 1 second. Terrence Howard is one of the stars of that.
Yes.
And he's also in this new TV miniseries I can't wait to see on Fox called Wayward Pines.
Oh, it's already on.
It is already on?
Oh, yeah, it started last week. It's getting a lot of good reviews.
Yeah, look, but I mean, he's doing two kind of big shows all at the same time.
All right, can we do something that may be considered a digression but really isn't?
Yeah, because I want to digress, too, because I have something funny to tell you. All right, go ahead.
Well, I'm just thinking about David Muir, who's the now new anchor at ABC Evening News.
Yeah.
And his hair.
Well, yeah, but he had a... He
looks like a game show host.
He got some heat appropriately after posing for a photo in front of the Amtrak crash.
Duh. He's like, oh, Joe, really? I haven't seen you in so long. Let's take a picture.
Yeah.
And he posed in front of the steaming wreckage of that train crash. Brilliant.
But they
that's
got
when
his
you
good
know.
Side.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
That's when you know you've been become desensitized.
Don't you
what
expect
you're
to
doing?
See him like open up the news with, welcome to the evening news.
Right.
Our first contestant.
Okay, so can I give you my digression story?
Yeah.
So President Obama got his first Twitter account. He's at POTUS.
Right.
And so Bill Clinton sent him a tweet yesterday that said, welcome to Twitter, POTUS. One question, does that username stay with the office? # asking for a friend.
Right.
President Obama responded, good question, Bill Clinton. The handle comes with the house. Know anyone interested in FLOTUS? First Lady of the United States.
Or anyone else.
That'd be Bill.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. Oh, I want to get away. I want to fly away. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Want to get away?
Let's see what we have for travel news this week. You and Nita going to Florida? Or would you like to go to California? You want to go to Montana? Want to go to Canada? To Mexico? Where do you want to go? There are more people lining up, and I just found this out this past week, Tom, when I was wandering around the Miami airport. The number of people that are flying to South America, there are dozens of flights from Dallas and Miami on American going to all kinds of places. You know, I was interested to find out what they're doing with the planes, because you can't catch a ride on a wide body in a domestic use. Once in a while, maybe you can get on a 777 or 767 to go from one big hub to another. But for the most part, they're only using them to ferry them from one place to the other, because everybody's going international. They're using all those planes. It is astounding. Travel ideas up next here on Good Day.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. The Mayo Clinic is reporting some 10% of Americans will get ulcers at some time. Peptic ulcers are marked by open sores on the inner lining of the stomach or small intestine, even the esophagus. If anyone's ever had these, they're brutally painful and the medicines have horrible side effects and cause endless discomfort. But believe it or not, we can now thank some scientists in Saudi Arabia who say they found a natural and safe alternative ulcer treatment, which we here in America call arugula, and throw in our salads without a second thought. The World Journal of Gastroenterology confirms the research by showing that albino rats with ulcers had huge reductions in stomach acid. And get this, the same rats pre-treated with arugula extract were protected from ulcers despite exposure to a host of toxins and stresses. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
All right, Tom Parsons, who runs bestfares.com, they have great items of interest in terms of pricing, traveling nationally or domestically, internationally. So am I right about all of the travel to South America, especially there were 777s lined up all around the airport, going to Santiago, going to Rio, going to, you name the city. It amazed me. I mean, I understand Miami, there are a lot of Hispanics and that sort of thing, but jeepers crow.
The people in South America, you know, from Buenos Aires to Santiago, Chile, Rio de Janeiro, Sao Paulo, they're not poor like they used to be.
No.
And when they come, and there's, you know, there's two different economies down there sometimes, the real rich and maybe a little bit more of a middle class now than ever before. But when they go to Miami, you should also have seen them packing up tons of stuff.
TVs, computers, everything.
Yeah, they're doing everything. Back. So it's a high demand. But, you know, the good thing is we've been seeing all our snooze you lose is we've been seeing some deals to Asia, but into South America, especially Rio de Janeiro, Sao Paulo, Santiago, Chile, and Buenos Aires. We've been seeing some good, what we call snooze you lose, maybe $679 in the Rio or Sao Paulo or many U.S. cities. Yesterday, I hadn't looked at it this morning, but we had Washington, D.C. For $599, to Santiago, Chile, which is just unheard of, and even Chicago, $549. And the international carriers, too, are helping bring those airfares down.
Mm.
I still think if you're looking for the deal of the summer, and you're on the eastern part of the United States, or I'd say Memphis, Louisiana, that direction to the west, you'll have to look it up and see if it still qualifies. As far north as Portland, Maine, or Boston, you can still pick up a car in Florida. So you buy a one-way airfare down to Florida, pick it up by June 30th, rent it for up to 14 days for $10 a day as long as you drive it out. It's a good way to see the USA and a Chevrolet.
Yeah.
So $300 to $400, you probably paid a pretty penny for a rent car in Miami.
Actually, you know, I'm going to Orlando on Tuesday, and I paid $19 a day for the car. I was in Los Angeles last week, and I paid $17 a day. And that's a far cry from $40, $50, $60, $70 a day that I paid sometimes when I had to rent a car in Los Angeles. Good heavens. That's,
yeah.
All right, so let's talk about the Legoland Hotel. Is this something, 152-room hotel, actually made out of Legos?
I'm sure the lobby is full of Legos.
They say they made it out of 2 million Lego bricks. I find this $219 a night for a room in the Lego.
Can't imagine the beds are too comfortable.
No, it's in Orlando at the Legoland Florida Resort.
Yeah, the Legoland Resort.
Yeah. Good heavens, that'd be something. I'd be interested in going to stay there. Hi, Tom. Thank you. Tom Parsons from BestPairs.com.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.